Okay, we are going to talk about Shehiyanu tonight and when you make Shehiyanu. Now, we know you make Shehiyanu on all sorts of different things. One type of thing is on a chashav purchase. So, for example, the Gemara in Brachos Nun Dal Amud Aleph, the first source, says, Bana Bayis Chadash Vekana Kelim Chadashim. If you buy a new house or new Kelim, Omer Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shehiyanu V'Kiyamanu V'Hiyanu Hazman Hazeh. It's a bracha in which we thank God for making us alive and bringing us to this day. We're very grateful to be alive. We're very grateful to have the pleasure of enjoying this new car or new house or new suit or dress or whatever it is. The halacha about that is actually that if you acquire something that you personally enjoy, you make Shehiyanu. If it's something that your family enjoys, more than one person enjoys, so then you'd make the bracha v'tova meitiv. And we thank God for bringing us, keeping us alive to the point where we could say this. In fact, an interesting halacha, we all know that during the 3 weeks, we don't make a Shehiyanu. So what's wrong with that? And it's especially perplexing because during Avelos, one does make a Shehiyanu. So why is it, you know, it's strange that the time of Avelos and Mechorban would be more chamor than a personal Avelos. And the answer is that, as the Magen Avraham explains, that that period of time where we intensely mourn the Chorban Abayas is not a zman that we're sort of happy. We can't say lazman hazeh and be happy about that zman. And that's the problem. It's a bad zman. It's not a happy zman. We also make it on a new fruit. And if we have time, we're going to talk about that also. According to Rav Moshe and other poskim, that bracha is very, very rarely made nowadays because if ever, perhaps never, because fruits are no longer seasonal. So we'll get to that also later. So the main point, though, I want to talk about today, if we have time, we'll talk about what type of kelim require Shehiyanu and what type of fruits require Shehiyanu, but that's not the Shehiyanu I want to talk about today. The Shehiyanu I want to talk about today is Shehiyanu on a mitzvah. What mitzvos require Shehiyanu? And this, we'll see, is a very tricky point. So we're not going to talk about peros, we're not talking about cars or kelim chadashim. We're not even going to really talk about yantif. There's Shehiyanu on Kedushas Hayom. That's why we made a Shehiyanu on Shavuos just now, because of the Kedushas Hayom of Shavuos. We're only going to talk about Shehiyanu on mitzvos. What types of mitzvos require Shehiyanu? And we'll see that actually, as we look through the sources, it is very unclear. There are many, many debates about this. One common question, which we'll get to at the end, is a Shehiyanu made on a mitzvah that is the first time the mitzvah is being performed? Person has never performed a mitzvah before. Does that warrant a Shehiyanu? For women, this comes up sometimes, the first time they might light Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, the first time they're Mafresh Challah, first time they go to the mikvah. This comes up for all sorts of things. The first time a person does Shechita or Kisui Hadam, first time a person puts on tefillin. There are many, many examples of this shaila. Is there a concept of making a Shehiyanu when one does a mitzvah for the first time? What mitzvahs require Shehiyanu? So that's what we're going to study today. And we'll see that the rules are quite unclear. So there's really going to be two Gemaras we're going to look at. We'll start with that. And then we're going to try to figure out what rules come out from these Gemaras. So the first Gemara is source labeled number one. It's Gemara Brachos La'amid Zayin of a base. It's also Gemara Menachos. Titania, Hayomid Umakrif Menachos Yerushalayim. Somebody's bringing a mincha in Yerushalayim. What's a mincha? A mincha is a meal offering. It's a type of carbon. A carbon made from flour is called a mincha, as opposed to a zevach, which is an animal carbon. So a person is bringing a mincha in Yerushalayim. Omer Bach Shehiyanu Kimanu Yerushalayim Lazman Hazeh. He says a Shehiyanu. Who says a Shehiyanu? And when do they say a Shehiyanu? So look at source two, it's Rashi. Haya omed Yisrael omed, umakrim nachos, v'nasna l'koim l'kriva, omer Shehiyanu, im lo hevi menachos ze yamim rabim. So according to Rashi, we're talking about a fellow, a man or a woman, who comes to the Beis HaMikdash and wishes to bring a korban mincha. Minachos are generally, at least in this context, we're probably talking about a minchas nedava, an optional mincha. Person volunteers, maybe they make a neder, maybe they make a nedava to bring a mincha. So they bring a mincha, and they haven't brought a mincha to Yerushal for a long time. How long is a long time? Rashi doesn't say. But it's been a long time since they did it last. So what do? They make a shachianu. Now, first of all, we see from Rashi seemingly that if you haven't done a mitzvah in a long time, you make a shachianu, even if it's not a mitzvah that's associated with time. What I mean by associated with time is if a person wanted to bring a mincha every day, he could. You just happen not to have brought a mincha for a long time. But because you happen not to have done a mitzvah for a long time, then you can make shachianu. It's very exciting. You didn't bring a mincha in a long time. Now, what's really interesting is also who is the one who brings the mincha. Because the avodas mincha is done entirely by the kohen. The Yisrael is the owner of the ingredients of the mincha. He's the one who's makriv. He was the one who promised to bring the mincha. But he's not actually bringing the mincha. And still, he is the one who makes the shachianu as he gives it to the Kohen to offer on his behalf. That's the view of Rashi. So take a look, source number 3, Tosfos, who objects. Pirsh Rashi, Baal Habayis HaMisnadev Mincha, that's the person who makes the shachianu. V'docha Gadol, who, Dehaya Omed U'makriv, Mashma B'Kohen U'makriv. The Lashon of the Gemara sounds like it's the Kohen who's making the shachianu. The Kohen is actually doing the avoda, not the Yisrael who's bringing it, who donates it. So he has linguistic problems, objections from the Lashon of the Gemara. It sounds like it's the Kohen who's making the bracha. So why would a Kohen make a mincha? Says Tosfos, it's the first time he's bringing for his mishmar. The Chavdal Mishmar Sayyid Chol Shabbos Mishadeshes Mishmar Acheres Im Kain Kol Mishmara Eina Mishameres El Shtepam Mishana. The Kevan Sheishlam Zman Kavua Mivarchan Shechianu says Tosfos the following. You know what Tosfos says? I don't think that just because you happen not to have done a mitzvah for a long time that warrants a Shechianu. Rashi seems to say that. Rashi seems to say if you haven't done a mitzvah for a long time, you can make a shachianu mitzvah. Let's say a person hasn't been mafresh challah for a long time, however much you define a long time, maybe a year, maybe a month, I don't know. But you haven't been mafresh challah for a year, let's say. You haven't done the mitzvah for a long time. You can make a shachianu. Tosa says no. For us to be able to make a shachianu on a mitzvah, we need it to be something that's associated with time. It has to have a zman kavua. But then Tosfos adds that since it doesn't have to have a precise calendrical date, it still has to be somewhat associated with time. So the Kohanim, there were too many Kohanim to do the Avodah in Beis Mikdash all the time. So the Kohanim were divided up into 24 groups, which means that every Kohen, his group, his Mishmar, had the chance to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash approximately twice a year. And every Shabbos, on Shabbos, the old Mishmar would go out, the new Mishmar would come in, and the Kohen, who is now going to be the first in his Mishmar to bring a Mincha, to do the Avodah, so he's the one who makes a Shachianu. So according to Tosfos, in order to make a shachianu, what type of mitzvah do you make a shachianu? On a mitzvah that comes from time to time. So what would an example be? Shofar, lulav, megillah, neros chanukah. These are all mitzvos that have a time that's associated with them. When do you light chanukah candles? On chanukah. So that comes once a year. So therefore, you make a shachianu on a mitzvah of hadlakas neres chanukah, because it's zman l'zman. That's the view of Tosfos. And Tosfos concludes, v'lok pirsh Rashi d'menachos, d'may b'karin sholek b'me'olam. Rashi d'menachos gives a third explanation, a kohen who's never done the mitzvah. And he says that's wrong as well. Why? Because it's not Mizman Lizman. So again, so far we have two, we could call it three, we'll call it two shitos, two that are really three. We have Rashi in Brachos, who says, if you haven't done a mitzvah for a long time, you could make a Shachianu. We have Rashi in Menachos, who along similar lines said, if you've never done a mitzvah, you could make a Shachianu. So that's Rashi Shita. If you haven't done it for a long time, or you've never done a mitzvah, the first time you've done a mitzvah, make a Shachianu. We have Tosfos. Tosfos says you only make a Shachianu if it's Mizman Lizman. That seems to be the view of Tosfos. Now, there's a big problem with Tosfos, and that's what we're calling here the second Gemara. What's the problem with Tosfos? Because there's another Gemara at the end of Psachim, source number six. The Gemara over here says that there are two brachos made at a pidyon haben. One of them is a Birkas HaMitzvah. That's straightforward. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kidshanu Mitzvah Sav Tzivanu, Al Pidyon HaBen. And that bracha, who makes the bracha? Obviously, the father makes the bracha. Assuming there's a father, he's doing the pidyon, he makes the bracha. Then there's a Shechianu. There's also Bari Piragafen. We're not going to worry about that now. There is a bracha of Shechianu. And the Gemara wants to know who makes the Shechianu. Does the father make the bracha because he's doing the mitzvah? Or does the Kohen make the bracha because he's getting the money? He's the one who's getting Hana. And the Gemara concludes that the father makes the Shechianu. Good. So why does the father make a Shechianu? So if you learn like Rashi, this Gemara makes perfect sense. Why? Because the father has probably never done the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Certainly he hasn't done it for a while. It's conceivably possible for a person to do a mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen more than once if he has another Peter Rechem. But certainly unlikely. Pidyon HaBen is a very rare mitzvah. So according to Rashi, it's great. You'd explain that you make a Shechianu Pidyon HaBen because it's the first time you've ever done it, or we could say it's because you haven't done it in a long time. Either way, according to Tosfos, this Gemara doesn't seem to make any sense. If you think that the only criteria for Shechianu is a mitzvah that's Zman L'Zman, like Shofar or Hanukkah candles, then why in the world would you make Shechianu over here? So we're going to see a number of approaches to this question as to what the criteria are for making a Shechianu. So we're going to start with the first approach, we'll call it, is the first school of thought, is the Rambam, source number seven. So the Rambam tells us the following. Kol mitzvah shehi mizman lizman, any mitzvah that comes occasionally, but what we mean by occasionally zman lizman is presumably it is associated with a particular time. Kigon, shofar, sukkah, lulav, nikra megillah, ner Chanukah. So that's number one, right? So first type of mitzvah do you make a Shechianu on is zman lizman. Category two, v'chein, kol mitzvah u'mitzvah shekinyan lo, any mitzvah that is an acquisition. Kigon, tzitzis, u'tfilin, u'mezuzah, u'maka. He has four examples of a mitzvah that's a kinyan, that's an acquisition. Now again, we're not talking about kelim chadashim, we're talking about a mitzvah. Kelim chadashim, that's when you get a new dress, you make a Shechianu if it's a dress that's very exciting, brings you a lot of joy. New dress gets a Shechianu, but that's not what we're talking about now. Everybody agrees to that. We're talking about mitzvos. But the Rambam says if you have a mitzvah that's also an acquisition, meaning to say the mitzvah is associated with ownership of a certain thing, a certain item, that also requires Shechianu. What are they? What are the examples? Tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzah, makah. Makah is a fence you put around your roof. The Torah says that if a person has a roof that you walk on, probably doesn't have to be a roof dafka, it could be any place that's high that people walk on, with certain exceptions, but let's say roof. So you have a roof, you have a balcony, you need to put up a fence. There's a mitzvah, you make a bracha for that mitzvah as well. And also a question, and since it's associated with the acquisition, so you put on you make a bracha. Yes, so Lauren asked, what about tzitzis? So tzitzis, because you own the garment. I'm meaning to say that if you don't own a garment, actually, you borrow a baguette, you don't have to wear tzitzis on it. Tzitzis is on a garment that you own. So since it's a garment that you own, you make a bracha of Shechianu. It's associated with an acquisition. So that is the view. That's category two. Category three is v'chein mitzvah she'ena tadira ve'ena mitzvah b'choleis. Any mitzvah that is not all the time and not available always, it's not readily available, you still make a shachianu. Sheharei he domel l'mitzvah she'ba mizman l'zman. It's similar to the category A. It's similar to zman l'zman. What are the examples of this? Kigon milas b'no pidyon haben. Mevarech alah b'shas asiyasa shachianu. So you make a shachianu when you do it. So, according to the Rambam, we very easily can understand why it is that you make a shachianu on pidyon haben, because it's ena tadira, it's not the ena mitzvah b'chol eis. According to the Rambam, let's say a person hasn't been mafresh challah for a long, long time. It's been years since they're mafresh challah. Would they make a shachianu? What do you think? I would think the answer is no, because even though it's been a long time, it's a mitzvah that's mitzuya b'chol eis. You could theoretically do it all the time. You can make be mafresh challah every day. You just happen not to be mafresh challah. Therefore, first time making challah, mafresh challah, you wouldn't make a shachianu according to the Rambam. Or the first time doing shechita, or kisui hadam, or the like. Now the Rambam over here has us making, now how would he explain the case of the mincha, the first source we saw in brachos and menachos? Maybe he would say, like Tosfos, that it's the because it's like it's dome lezman lezman, at least because it's only available to the Kohen whose mishmar it is, which only happens a couple times a year. Now the Rambam here has us making shachianu on a couple of things which we actually don't do lemaisa. For example, according to the Rambam, you make shachianu at a bris milah. We don't do that. We have to figure out why. Doesn't seem like there should be a difference between a bris milah and a pidyon haben. Why would you make a shachianu at a bris milah, not at a pidyon haben? But that's the view of the Rambam. I mean, sorry, but the Rambam, that's our problem. But the Rambam doesn't have that problem because the Rambam says you do make a shachianu both at a bris milah and at a pidyon haben. The Rambam also has us making a shachianu on tzitzis tefillin. We don't do that. We don't do that. Could be. We halach lemaisa, meaning at least Ashkenazim, don't accept this category of mitzvah shehi kinyan lo. And we'll have to see more about that shortly. Now, the idea of making a shachianu on tzitzis and tefillin does come from the Tosefta, source number 8, that says that if you make tzitzis and you make tefillin, you make a shachianu. So, again, for some reason, we don't do this. But it is a Tosefta. Why? So the Rambam says it's a Kinyan law. It's a Kinyan law. Okay. Now, when it comes to the question of Pidyon HaBen, so the Rambam writes that the reason why you make a Shachianu on the Pidyon HaBen is because it's ena tadira, the ena mitsuya b'chol eis. It's just uncommon. As opposed to Tosfos, who says that the reason why you only make a shachianu on a mitzvah that's ba mizman lezman, or the lashon of Tosfos wasn't zman lezman, the lashon of Tosfos was Zman Kavua. Tosfos required a Zman Kavua, I'll highlight that to make it clear, to make Shachianu. That was source number 3. And we asked, why would you make a Shachianu for Pidyon HaBen according to Tosfos? Right? That's our question. So we might have to answer that Pidyon HaBen also has a Zman Kavua. What's the Zman Kavua of Pidyon HaBen? 30 days, right? You don't make a pidyon haben before 30 days. We actually just have that in our parsha. So that point is made by the Ran. It's source number 9. De pshita lan Shiraway Levarchala Shachyanu, Mipneshi Tluya Bizman, Shel Shloshim Yom Latino. She'eno ben pidyon ad shloshim yom. You can't do the pidyon ben before 30 days. And therefore, it has a zman. Now, that would be very good if we understood, but if we thought like the Rambam, that you also make a shachianu on what? On Bris Milah. But why in the world would we say make a shachianu on pidyon ben? Because it's Tali Bizman, 30 days, but you don't make a Shachianu on Bris Milah, which is Tali in 8 days. Doesn't seem to be the difference between Bris Milah and Pidyon HaBen. So we'll have to keep on exploring for answers. We'll see a couple of answers to this question. Let's take a look at another Ran, source number 10. That was the Ran in Sachem. This is the Ran in Sukkah. Kazubatosvos, Shiyesh mitzvah shetiknu b'hashachyanu, avalo piresh mipneima, tiknu b'miktsasan, shachyanu miktsasan lo tiknu, b'linira, de shachyanu de mitzvos bizman talui. That shachyanu is always said when it's talui in zman. That's what the lashon is, shachyanu v'kimanu gyanu la zman hazeh. So shachyanu is talui in zman, kedemucha perkom arvin, de amrinan b'rash hashan v'yom kippur, and dekevin in zman. Kevan de mizman lizman kasi omer aleho shech zman. So the answer is that for shechianu to be relevant, we need to have a zman. That's why we make a bracha on kedushas hayom. It was just shvuas, right? Why do we make a shechianu either in kiddush or at hadlakas neiros? We made a shechianu because it's Talui in Zman. So, therefore, the only time we make Shachianu is when it's Talui in Zman. Hilkal Sukkah, Lulav, Mikra Megillah, Mizman, Lizman, Kasu. So, the mitzvah Sukkah, Lulav, Megillah are coming Mizman, Lizman. So, you make a Shachianu. Pidyon HaBen. Afagat Lam, Mizman, Lizman, Kaasi. Afilu Hachi. Kevan, Shi mitzvah, Tluya, Bizman. Shloshim Yom, Shaltino, Shiyat, Machal, Nefel, Menechnas, Lachlal, Kayama. The chios shapir shaykh levuche shachianu. Avot filan umila lo talu bizman. So this is a very, very difficult statement to understand, right? What's the problem with the statement? I highlighted the problematic word. I understand why tefillin has nothing to do with zman. You know, I could say that you don't wear tefillin until you're 13, but that's just every mitzvah you don't wear, you have to do till your bar mitzvah. But mila, why in the world would the Ran think that tefillin is, sorry, that Mila is not Tali in Zman, and yet Pidyon HaBen is? Why would this be? We'll see later. There are some who distinguish between Mila and Pidyon HaBen. Really, they should both have a Shachianu. Just we don't do Shachianu at Mila because the baby's in pain. Okay, I could understand that. That's very nice sensitivity. Babies love Pidyon HaBens. The last Pidyon HaBen that I was at, the baby slept through the whole thing. But I understand why that I could understand. But why in the world would Mila not be Talui Bizman, right? Mila's man is 8 days, just like Pidyon HaBen's man is 30 days. So Lauren said, because there are times you have to push Mila off. I don't know. The Zman is 8 days, so when do you push it off? Because it's a Sakana. Okay, so, but that doesn't really change the Zman. I mean, you know, you'd also push off Pidyon HaBen Okay, so Shandy is a different explanation, because ultimately Mila is supposed to be at 8 days, but it's still a requirement after that. But so is Pidyon HaBen. If you didn't do a Pidyon HaBen day 30, you do a Pidyon HaBen day 40 or day 50 or day 60. In fact, I used to teach at in JSS in YU, and most of the students in my classes did not come from observant backgrounds. So usually they had a Bris Milah. Every so often we had a student who needed a Bris Milah, usually not a full Bris Milah, usually a Tifa Stam was enough, Once we had someone who needed a full gris milah. But anyway, but it was certainly common that there would be students who hadn't gotten a pidyon aben because, you know, it's not as gris milah. And then, you know, many more people know about gris milah than pidyon aben. So every year, once a year, I wouldn't do it right at the beginning of the year because I don't want to scare them off and make them think I was crazy. But usually somewhat towards the beginning of the year, I would always try to work into one of my lessons a discussion about pidyon aben and sort of bring it up. And inevitably, there is one student at least, usually a couple of people have to find out. They had to ask their mothers, you know, maybe there was a miscarriage beforehand or something like that. But inevitably, there was usually somebody, at least in the class, who needed a pidyon aben. So if you don't do the pidyon aben on time, you would do it later. So it's not really talui in zman. In fact, you could have said that it's not even talui be'etzem. The only reason you wait till 30 days is because before 30 days, it's a suffik nefel. You're not 100% sure this is a bar kayama, meaning to say that until 30 days, at least in halachic terminology, there was sometimes a concern that the baby is not really a viable child, and therefore it's not even chayv in pidyon. After 30 days, so we assume the child is a viable child. If they happen to die afterwards, you know, you would, for example, if a child dies before 30 days, generally speaking, one wouldn't sit shiva. After 30 days, one would. It's very relevant for various halachos. So anyway, you're not chayv pidyon aben until 30 days, because at that point, it's yatzei m'chlal nefel. But l'chora, to the extent that pidyon aben is tali in zman, so is milah. So I'm not sure. We could go back to Lauren's answer that maybe the difference is that Mila is sometimes after the eighth day. But again, to me, that's just technicalities. The Zman is 8 days. And sometimes you can't do it on the eighth day because it's a sakana. But it doesn't mean the Zman isn't 8 days. So we're going to leave that off with a question. Why does the Ran think that Mila is not Tali Zman and pidyon aben is? Okay. But again, so this first school of thought basically tells us that to make a shechianu, you need it to be associated with zman, and somehow or another pidyon aben is. Again, the Rambam thinks Mila is also. It's really the Ran who we have a problem with. Okay. Now, the second school of thought is quite fascinating. We're going to see a number of variations on this. But the second school of thought is going to argue that it's mitzvos that are associated with simcha, or that have a particular excitement associated with them, that get a shachianu. So let's take a look. Now, the first version of this position is Tosos and Sukkah, Mem Vav Mem Aleph. And first, before we see his answer, we're going to see his question. And he starts off in his question by noting that it's very perplexing. When do you make shachianu and when don't you? So, if you look at the bulleted points, he writes, Be'asiya sukkah v'lulav takinu, kadash k'chan hacha. On making of the sukkah and lulav, you have a shechianu, like we find over here. We should point out, by the way, that it's not necessarily a bracha on the fulfillment of the mitzvah sukkah, but the making of the sukkah and lulav. We wait to make the shechianu until we fulfill it. But technically speaking, you could actually make your shechianu before sukkahs on your sukkah and lulav when you make them. Okay, so why is it that sukkah and lulav have a shechianu? Uvasiyas tzitzis tefillin lo takinu. There is no bracha of shechianu on tzitzis and tefillin. And he proves it from the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos lists the brachos that are made, and it doesn't list shechianu. Now, we saw that the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam said there is shechianu on tzitzis and tefillin. That was a Tosefta. Tosus apparently thought that the fact that the Gemara does not mention you should make a shechianu on tzitzis and tefillin shows you don't have to make a shechianu, or you shouldn't make a shechianu. Whereas the Rambam thought the Gemara wasn't talking about shechianu, it was just telling you about the brachos that you make when you put them on. So at least Tosos thinks no shechianu on tzitzis and tefillin. Pidyon aben, you make a shechianu. Mila, you don't make a Shachianu. How does he know? The same type of diak as he had before, because the Gemara in Shabbos lists all the brachos that are made on Mila. It doesn't mention Shachianu. Tosus assumes that the absence indicates there's no bracha. Megillah, you make Shachianu. Kriyas Halal, you don't. So why is it? Again, this is his problem. Sukkalalav, yes. Tzitzis Tefillin, no. Pidyon HaBen, yes. Mila, no. Megillah, yes. Halal, no. How do we explain this? Answers Tosfos, where it's bolded. V'nira demitzvah sheyeshala simcha takinu shechiyanu. If it's a mitzvah that has simcha, then there's shechiyanu. Okay. Mitzvah that's simcha, you make a shechiyanu. So how do you know which one has simcha and which one doesn't? So, and notice how, as opposed to the first Tosfos that we saw, that said zman l'zman, here he does not say zman l'zman, he says simcha. And he tells you why I didn't say zman l'zman. He says, the reason why I didn't say zman l'zman is because pidyon haben is not zman l'zman. Okay, so mitzvah simcha. So sukkah lulav have simcha. Tzitzis and tefillin don't have simcha. Pidyon haben is simcha. Mila doesn't have simcha. Kriyas HaMegillah has simcha. Halal doesn't have simcha. How do we know? Why doesn't Halal have simcha? Why does Pidyon HaBen have simcha? Mila doesn't. Why don't Tzitzis and Tefillin have simcha? Tosfos doesn't really tell you. Tosfos just tells you the rule is it's totally in simcha. You figure out whether a mitzvah is simcha or not. Very hard to understand what the Gedarim, how do you know? How do you tell? So the Abu Draham, source number 12, tries to explain. He has a similar approach, but he actually spells it out a little better, though he doesn't necessarily agree to Tosfos, but he might help us in our understanding of Tosfos. So he starts off by quoting the Rambam, and he notes that the people don't follow the practice of the Rambam because we don't make a Shachianu on Mila, even though the Rambam says you do, because it's associated with time. So why not? So he suggests maybe because Mila is more commonplace than Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen is mamish once in a blue moon. Mila is not that common, but not too uncommon. It happens. That's one possibility. Then he says some people say that the reason why we don't make a Shachianu on Bir Chametz is because sometimes you do it early. Like, for example, you're leaving your house well before Pesach. You don't do Bedikas Chametz on Erev Pesach. So maybe that's the reason. But he doesn't like that answer either, because we know that you can make your Sukkah very early, and yet you make a Shachianu on Sukkah. So why don't you, what's the difference between Sukkah that you make a Shachianu and Bedikas Chametz where you don't? So therefore, he has the following explanation. What's the pshat? That you make a Shachianu, see where it's bolded, when it has Simcha v'Hanas HaGuf. Similar to Tosfos, though he has an added kinach, Hanas HaGuf, physical pleasure. So when do you make a Shachianu? Simcha and Hanas HaGuf. And now he's going to go through and explain all the examples and see how it fits in. So he says, if you go to Mafresh Truma, then you say Shachianu. You're very happy. Why? Because you've gathered in your crops. So you make a Shachianu. Make Shachianu and Megillah, Ner Chanukah. Why? Oh, we're so happy. What's so happy about Ner Chanukah and Megillah? Because God saved us and we're celebrating our salvation. That's very, very joyous. So we make Shachianu. Lulav, we have a Shachianu. Why? I would have thought maybe Samach L'Chagecha, Sukkot is such a happy time. No, he says it's because of Hanas HaGuf. Why? Because you smell the Esro, you smell the Hadassim. Ah, so there's Hanas HaGuf. Fascinating. Tkiya Shofar, Simcha. Why? Yala Zichronoinu Lefanav Latova. There's very big Simcha with Tkiya Shofar because it's through the Shofar that God remembers us for the good. Pidyon HaBen simcha. Why? Because the child is not a nephil. What does that mean? You're not actually really happy about the Pidyon HaBen. What you're happy about is that the child has lived past the 30-day threshold and is now no longer a suffix neifel. Now, if you'll say that, well, if that's true, then you know what? You should make a shachianu on what? You should make a shachianu on every child when they hit 30 days, right? Why just the firstborn son, Peter Rechem? The answer is because there's no mitzvah. In other words, it's only a mitzvah that you do this. Ah, Shandy's asking a great question. What about a wedding? Weddings are very happy. So, anybody been to a Sephardic wedding? They made a shachianu, right? Under the chuppah. We'll see. That's actually a little bit of a suffix because there's a tzad that you should make a shachianu at your wedding. Since it's not clear, remember the Rambam did not mention wedding. So therefore, the chassan puts on his talis for the first time. He makes shachianu on the talis. Even if it's at night, so he wouldn't make a shachianu on putting on the talis, wearing the talis. He could still make the shachianu on the acquisition of the talis. So Sfardim do try to make shachianus at weddings, like you suggested. On the other hand, and that would make sense. Now, it's not so clear that getting married is a mitzvah, maybe, but if we assume that getting married is a mitzvah, so then indeed, if you took this approach, we would probably make shachianu. In fact, that's what Sfardim do. Okay, good. So Pidyon HaBen is simcha, that the kid is no longer a safek nefel. What about bedikas chametz? No, there's no simcha and no hanasa guf. Adarabha, you're upset. You're throwing out all that chametz and you're burning it up, right? So that's upsetting. It's not happy. There's no simcha or hanasa guf. Therefore, there's no bracha on bir chametz. What about sfiras omer? No bracha. Why? There's no simcha or hanasa guf. In fact, the Balamor adds that there's a little bit of sadness associated with sfiras omer because it's not deraisa since there's no Beis HaMikdash. That's why we only do it to remember the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we say after counting sfira, harachman yasser lana vodis Beis HaMikdash l'makoma. Why on that mitzvah do we say that yihi ratzon? Because we're not really doing the mitzvah properly. The mitzvah is to count from the day in which you bring the karban omer to the day you bring the shtei alecha. We don't have a karban omer, so we don't count mideraisa, at least according to most Rishonim. Rambam thinks yes, but okay. So there's no shachianu on sfiras haomer. Why? No simcha, no hanas aguf. V'gam mizatam en mivarachim shachianu al mila mishum dekatzar dinuka. Oh, what about mila? Mila is such a happy time. No, not so happy. Why? Because the baby's crying. And even though the parents are in physical pain, the parents are emotionally distressed. They hear their baby crying. So it tinges the simcha, and therefore there's no shachianu. What about matzah and maror and arba kosos? There's a lot of simcha there. And there's hanasa guf. You enjoy the matzah. So why don't we make a shachianu on matzah? The answer is that the shachianu one possibility is you could say the shachianu on kiddush covers it. He gives a slightly different answer. He says that after we finish Magid, we make a bracha, Asher Ga'alanu. And in that bracha, we also mention that he brought us to this time. So that's like a Shechianu, because you're thanking God for bringing us to this time when we're able to eat Matzah Mara. Alternatively, the Shechianu in Kiddush covers it. Okay. What about Bir Chametz? So he gave one answer before because it's not happy, but you could also say perhaps that the Shechianu you say, Kiddush covers it, even though you're not going to say that Shechianu for another day, but still one Shechianu for the holiday of Pesach covers it. That's not such a great answer, because if that were true, then why would you make a Shechianu, let's say, on Lulav? Why don't we say that the Shechianu that you made last night in Kiddush should cover the Lulav? Still, we make a separate Shechianu on Lulav. So why then would the Shechianu that we make in Kiddush cover the Bir Chametz? But that's what he says. And he says the same thing for Sfiras Omer. You could say that the Shechianu that you say on Kiddush at the Seder covers Sfiras Omer, even though that also is a day earlier. So interestingly enough, that that the Shachianu that you, well, 1 second. Oh, sorry, I read it wrong. The sphere, he says, the Shachianu that you make on Shavuos covers it. Sphere Omer is really what? It's counting till you bring the Karban Shnei Lechem. So since it's counting towards that mitzvah, how do I know that? Because that's what the Pasuk says. So it sounds like you're counting towards the Mincha Chadasha, the Shtei Alecha. And therefore, the Shachianu that you make on Shavuos covers Sfira Omer, because it's counting towards Shavuos. What about Hallel? That's a tough one, right? Because Hallel that we say on Yantif and Rosh Chodesh, there's a lot of Simcha. Yet we don't make a Shachianu. So he answers, Kriyas HaHalal on Moadim, the Shachianu make a Kiddush would be enough, right? Since we make a Shachianu a Kiddush, that covers it. The Shachianu that make a Kiddush basically covers all the mitzvahs associated with that day. What about Rosh Chodesh? He doesn't say. Maybe because Shachianu is, Rosh Chodesh, first of all, is only a mitzvah that's a minhag, it's not an obligation. But we could also say that we only make a Shachianu, oh, that's the next one, that you don't make a Shachianu only if it's been 30 days. There's a shear for 30 days for saying Shachianu. And sometimes it's less than 30 days. If it's a Chodesh Chaser, if the month is 29 days, it's been less than 30 days. And we never find Shachianu that's less than 30 days. For example, one type of Shachianu, which we haven't talked about yet, this evening, is saying a Shachianu when you haven't seen a friend for 30 days, right? So you see the shear is 30 days, and that's why you don't make Shachianu on Shabbos either. It's man l'zman. No, the answer is because Shabbos comes up every 7 days. Okay, so Shandy had a question. How would we understand making Shachianu on Yom Kippur according to this explanation? Oh, good question. There's no Simcha on Shachianu on Yom Kippur. I would say, Adrabba, could you imagine a more joyous day than Yom Kippur? A day in which all of our sins are forgiven? Kiddush Shachianu it's a very joyous day. It is true, it's also a scary day. And it's joyous in a different way than other holidays, but it's still a joyous day. Now, Shachianu on Yom Kippur is a little different. Usually we make Shachianu on Kiddush. Here, since there is no Kiddush, you make Shachianu without a kos. The Gemara asks why. The Gemara says there is no kos. The Gemara wonders why can't you give it to a kid to drink? The Gemara explains, but I'll call upon him. That's why it is. Okay, so this is the second cool thought, that when you make Shachianu on things that have simcha. And that's what's very exciting. Okay. So are there any other explanations? Any other explanations? And what about Mila? So we could use this explanation also to explain Mila, though from a different reason. Before we said that the Abu Draham said that there's no Shachianu on Mila because of the tsar of the baby. But the Tos Sarash, source number 14, says the reason why there's no Shachianu on Mila is because the kid is still a Suffolk Nafil. So you're still nervous, even though you make a Bris Mila on the kid, but you're nervous. You're not sure, is the kid a Nafil or not? So therefore, you only make it at Pidyon HaBen. What about Kriyas HaMegillah and Kriyas Hallel? The Tosos Harash says that yes on Megillah, not on Hallel because of Persume Nisa. So he doesn't say the Simcha point that we saw in Abu Ghraib. Okay. So now we have the next school of thought. And this is an idea we already alluded to before. Rashi said that if you do a mitzvah you've never done before, you make a shechianu. That is the Rashi and Menachos. That might explain why you make a shechianu on Pidyon HaBet, because usually the father's never done it before, but then we'd expect him to make it on the Bris Milah at least the first time around, so you'd have to give a different explanation for that. And this idea is also the position of the Rokeach. If you look at source 15, he writes, Rabbeinu Yabak, which stands for Yehuda ben Klonimus Mishpira, and from Spires. He was one of the Balei HaTosfos in the land of Ashkenaz in the first half of the 12th century. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Klonimus said, Kol mitzvah shezmana kavua, kol mitzvah shal adam lasos velo asasa, umischane lechatchila. It's your first opportunity to do that mitzvah. Tzarech levarach shechianu. Val kol davar simcha vava, leprakim venana, tzarech levarach shechianu. And he brings a raya from this Gemara about the Kohen, the first time he brings a mincha. So this is a psak. We'll see that that is the basis for a custom cited by the Rama, that the first time a person does shchita and kisui, he makes a shechianu, kisui hadam, meaning the covering of the blood. Now, the Pri Chadash, source number 17, has an objection to this. He cites this idea, and he brings the raya from Menachos. L'fizet, tzitzuzutzon, v'chol shar mitzvot sh'adam eschanech bahem b'tchilo mevach shechianu. Why don't we make a shechianu on tzitzis and tefillin? After all, the first time we put on tzitzis, according to this explanation, or the first time we put on tefillin, according to this explanation, we should make shechianu. Why not? Why not? So we'll see an answer to this in the shach in a minute, but maybe the answer is very simple, that when you put on tzitzis or tefillin the first time, you're not yet chayev. You're still a katan. And then by the time you're chayev, you're already a bar mitzvah, but it's not the first time anymore, because you already fulfilled the mitzvah. Now, you might say, mimanaf shach, right? If you're mekayim the mitzvah b'katnuso, so then make it as a katan. And if you're going to say no, that when you're doing it as a katan, it's not really a mitzvah, so then wait till do it the first time you're a gadol. But maybe the answer is that there's a particular simcha associated with doing it the first time, which is lost. And therefore, when the first time is a gadol, you don't have that anymore. Okay. And then he says, there are some Rishonim who say make it on tzitzis and tefillin, but we don't do that, halach l'maisa, because safek drabban and l'kula. So, but as I said, the Rama brings this down, source number 19 in the Shulchan Aruch, Yerdeya, chayv levarach kodem shichas, asher kitanu sef zivanu, al kisui adam, be'afar, misha shachat, this is the Rama talking, misha shachat pam rishon, levarach shachianu, al kisui, avol shchita. Why do you make the shechianu on covering the blood, not on the slaughtering the animal? Because when you slaughter the animal, you're mazik labriya. Okay. So this is a very interesting idea. Very interesting idea. So what about tzitzis? We saw that was the question that was asked before. And the shach asked that question as well. Right, the tzachian, the hagari tzitzis kamelante emevach shachianu, alim kain kanabeget chadash, mitan togana kem chadash. You might make a shachianu on tzitzis, out getting the new talus, out the new baget, but not out the mitzvah tzitzis. Aval beose tzitzis beveget yashan, if you make tzitzis on an old garment, then you don't make a shachianu. Why not? Vachanami betosvos, osisoka, kasu atam de emevach shachianu, at tzitzis, vatsalon misham. So then he'll say, okay, maybe there's special association between simcha and covering the blood. What's so special about covering the blood? Because why do we do this? The kevan de b'schus anochi afer ve'efer, hu chashav simcha. Because we, Avram Avinu said, Anochi v'afer v'efer, and that's why we have the mitzvah kisui, so it's a very big simcha. He says, nah, that's not a good raya. Because we also say, B'schar sh'amar Avram Avinu, Anochi v'afer v'efer zachar banav l'shtei mitzvos, afer, efer parve, afer sota. So it should also mention kisui adam. So it's not included. So he's troubled by this. So then he quotes the Ran, which we saw earlier, that we don't make Shachianu on Tefillin because it's not Mizman Lizman. And then he writes, Afil la Rambam. Mivarchan Shachianu atitzis v'tefillin, hain retime to kasav, neshem mitzvah shem kinyan lo, mashem kin v'kisui. So the Shach thinks you don't make a bracha on kisui hadam because it's a kinyan. Then he quotes the Rokeach, that you make a Shachianu because it's nischanech. What about tzitzis and tefillin? Also, he asks your question, Shandy. Why don't you make a shachianu when you get married? Either for the kiddushin or the nisuin. And on mezuzah also. Why not? So he says that therefore he doesn't really think the pshat in making the shachianu on the mincha is because of Rashi's pshat. It's a different pshat. It's like Tosfos. And therefore, he thinks it doesn't make sense that you would make a bracha shachianu on kisui against the psak of the Rama. Okay. So we have a machlokas. Do you make a bracha on a mitzvah you've never performed before? According to Rama, you do. That's the view of Rashi. According to Shach and other Rishonim, you don't. If you see over here, sources 23 from the Tiferes Lamoshe, the Kresi, and others, we have a number of defenses for the Rama's practice. What would we do with Maisa? I don't know. I think we probably say Safik Brachos Lahakel. What about Tzitzis? That's source number 25. The Torah writes, you say Shachianu. Beis Yosef says, why did the Torah mention Shachianu by Tzitzis and not by Tefillin? So he first says from the Maria Buhav, Tisfir Lel Rabbeinu, Telokai Malan Kahitas Osefta. Why do you make, we don't pass on, you make it on tzitzis and tefillin. So then why do you make it on tzitzis? That's not because of the mitzvah. That's because of kelim chadashim. The Taz, source 28, says, no, you do make it on tzitzis and tefillin. Why didn't he mention it by tefillin? Because he already said it by tzitzis, so there's no reason to repeat it again. Magen Avraham gives a different answer. We don't have time to go through all the further examples. I'll just mention what's the din by a woman who lights Shabbos candles for the first time. That's source number 32, Chavos Yair. So he quotes that it's a machlokas in the Chavadas, 32, source 32. And he says, Lamaisa, you shouldn't do it because it's a suffix. What about Aliyah La'aretz? Somebody makes Aliyah. So source number 33 has a whole discussion about it. What about Kala, who's going to the mikveh for the first time? That's source number 34, Tuvach Sam Sofer. He brings down differing practices. So I guess we're out of time, but it's a very fascinating question, though without, like we said at the beginning, such a clear-cut resolution. We've seen a number of approaches, and it's not clear halacha l'maisa. Shachianu is a bracha that a lot of times there's unclarity about it. It's unclear in terms of mitzvos, as we saw tonight. A lot of times it's unclear whether if you buy a new outfit, is there sufficient simcha to warrant making shachianu? We alluded to before the debate about whether there's a bracha of shachianu made on seasonal fruits anymore, because no fruits are seasonal. So it's a little bit... there are a lot of shachianos that there's so much doubt about whether or not we make them or not. But I think, you know, one of the ideas of shachianu we could certainly have, which is that having appreciation for the hischadshus and the special things in our life. And that when something does happen, which is special, to have a special appreciation and to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time. And that's something we should do, whether formally we have a Shachianu or formally we don't have a Shachianu. All right. Have a good night, everyone. And Be'ezus Hashem, we'll pick up next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.